The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Russia has armed the separatists. Russia has supported the separatists. Russia has trained the separatists. Russia continues to refuse to call publicly for the separatists to engage in behavior that would lend itself to a resolution of this issue. Drunken separatists are stacking bodies into the back of trucks, removing materials from the site.
Wow. Just sickening. Can you imagine? First, you suffer the tragedy of losing someone in a flight where they should not have been shot down by a missile. And then you have what was just described there by the Secretary of State, John Kerry, as piling up, stacking the bodies, drunken rebels, and not letting people through about 40 miles outside of Russia, that Ukrainian-Russia border, which is absolutely, like I said, unacceptable. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is where we kick things off. It's time to get in Putin's face. Why this hasn't happened before, I don't get it. Bodies on trains. Where's the black box? What happened? How about some details? What's going on with the rebels? Are they heavily armed? The tragedy just continues to get worse. And the bottom line is, shooting down Flight 17 Malaysia Air last week, have we gone back to the Cold War? I heard Dianne Feinstein today on a show. She was asked the question point blank. She said, yes, U.S. and Russia now completely at Cold War levels. Bravo to the people listening to America Tonight. You know who you are, because we talked about this 5-6 months ago and said, you know, this is the direction we're headed in then. Now you bring down a plane and you look at Putin's attitude, and where did the rebels get the hardware, denying that any of that came from Russia? Give me a break. It really is time to fish or cut bait, if you know what I mean. There is no more in between. Ooh, I don't know. Let's be cautious. I don't think so. And they're looting the bodies. They're looting the bodies, lining them up. All kinds of other things have happened, other than what, you know, more than what even Kerry describes there, what you heard at the top. And speaking of bodies, 13 Israeli soldiers killed. This whole thing between Gaza, the Gaza Strip, and Hamas and the Israelis has exploded. Two of the Israeli soldiers were American-born, by the way, Americans. They were killed in the middle of this, and the people there being still used as human shields. Kerry, which way should I go? Do I head toward the Ukraine? Do I head toward the Middle East? He's on his way to Egypt to try to come up with some kind of a peace accord between Hamas and Israel. Here in the United States, at our border, you have lost children and some of the adults who can barely speak English flooding the 911 operators with calls because they don't know where they are. Does this not point out the problems? They're finding bodies. Gee, surprise. We knew that was happening. We knew it was going to happen. So here's the situation. They're finding bodies, that people that aren't making it, or were beat up, or something happened to them because the coyotes dumped them out, or somebody else got to them, or whatever it might be. I can remember not too long ago in Arizona when they had to bring in refrigeration trucks. They had to bring in trucks to stack up the bodies because the morgue couldn't handle the amount of people they were finding. So far this year, the number hasn't completely exploded, but they're starting to find bodies again. It's up to about 50. And they're trying to identify them. Who are they? Then that becomes the guessing game. But the last couple of weeks at the Rio Grande Valley, it's been terrible. 57,000 unaccompanied kids, families crossing over, and who knows who else is crossing over. They know that they're going to be able to stay because they have to have an immigration court hearing. How many are wandering away? What about people who are, they've got to be deported, keeping an eye on all of that situation? Whew. That's what I said a long time ago, having been at this border area in Texas. It's really wide open. I mean, now they're calling the area the killing fields because of how many bodies they've found. Not too long ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, they found a 16-year-old boy, couldn't identify him, boom, face down in the grass. And you just have high grass, and it doesn't seem like, you know, you've got 100-degree temperatures. It doesn't seem like anything nefarious, I guess, if you're going to say that, is going on. But this is a route the coyotes are taking. And if somebody slows them down, I guess that's when they bump them off. Awful. And this problem at the Mexico-U.S. border all the way through has not eased up. We still have the tug of war over the money, and we still have the problem of deporting people back that need to be deported back. And where in the world are you going to put all of these people? Do you still have a stacking problem? And there are protests all over the place. They say, they being a lot of the people in these various police departments who are tracking what's happening, that maybe one or two in five of the people who are illegal have a criminal record. Not good. And this is beyond crisis. Beyond crisis. So these protests are going on. People are lost. They're bombarding the 911 systems in certain counties in Texas over that more porous border. There still isn't anything definitive when it comes to getting more immigration judges to hurry up and process some of these people. Did we not know that this was going to happen with no strategy involved in this? Of course. Of course, it was never going to be 100%, but there wasn't any strategy. There wasn't even any tactical moves here. Nothing tactical. Senator Ted Cruz decided that he would just call it like he saw it, and he says that Harry Reid and the president are holding the kids for ransom. That's what he called it. He said ransom. He was on Fox News Sunday. And he said, laying the blame for the humanitarian crisis, you can lay it right on the shoulders of the president. He said the only thing he agrees with is that we are seeing a humanitarian crisis, because that's what the president has said. But the problem is, you've got young children coming in illegally that are there because of what's happening with the drug cartels and some of the abuse and violence. What do you do when they think that they're going to get amnesty? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The situation at the border. So, boy, I'll tell you what, between what's happening in the Middle East, I always say it's the quicksand that gets us over there, and now what's happening with this shot down plane and by a missile and the Russians denying it, and now the Russian rebels being smashed out of their minds, looting bodies, piling them on trucks. Terrible, terrible situation. But the more those things get reported, the more I think the chances are it's going to be more than a Cold War. It's going to be a frosty, freezing over Antarctic kind of war, because now the Europeans are really hooked into this. They're not trying to back away, kind of play the angles. They're not playing any angles. They feel infuriated by what's happened since this plane was shot down. So Ted Cruz at our border just reacting to the kids and the fact that when they're coming over, you know, they've got notes, some of them really do have notes pinned to them saying ask for asylum and the confusion over all of that. But the Texas senator said, you know, who's holding the kids ransom is Harry Reid and the president, because they don't do anything. They didn't do anything to fix the problem. He slammed Reid for living at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel and said I'd invite him down to Texas to come and see the border. See, so my take is what I said. Yeah, how do you enact a policy, but again, you don't have the strategy in place. You don't have the infrastructure there. So, of course, some of the things would fall through the crack, but we're not cracks, but we're not talking a few things, we're talking a lot of things are falling through the cracks And you have Democrats and Republicans who are pounding this because it's just, it's easy to pound this. It's a terrible situation, and it should have been thought out. It should have been thought out. And this way, if it had been, perhaps there would have been a better way to process people. There would have been more judges. The fact that you don't have enough judges, that's part of it. The Border Patrol agents are, for the most part, overwhelmed. Depends on where at the border. But how can they do what they would normally do when they've got these kids to deal with? And the kids are scary. You can't just dump these, especially the young kids. And trust me, there still are young kids mixed in with the so-called gang kids. And then if there are the tweeners, the gang kids are scaring them because they're trying to force them into joining their gang. Can you imagine? So you come over from Honduras, you're shell-shocked. Come over from El Salvador, same thing. And Guatemala, and this is what you're greeted with. I mean, overwhelmingly, there is no question that Democrat, Republican, or somebody who calls themselves an independent, I think we're all in agreement this can't keep happening. You just can't have the people pouring in, and it's not a humanitarian situation. Just, geez, let's build some giant warehouses and throw all the people in there and then have to figure out ways to take care of them in between. And that's what they're doing. It's like costing $250 a day per person, too, by the way. So that's on top of that. How do we get here? And this is what happens when you don't have the who, what, where, when, and why in place. When you implement some new twist, some executive action, some new law, if it's not thought out, and you don't have the processing centers, and you don't have the place to house the people that are pouring in, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have people saying, we've got a humanitarian crisis. We've got a humanitarian crisis on the border. And of course we have a humanitarian crisis. Of course we do. It led Lindsey Graham to say that the president is the king of indecision. And, you know, I agree. I don't agree a lot with Lindsey Graham, but I agree. This is part of the big problem. You can't just react immediately. I get it. But you cannot continue to be indecisive, and especially with this, the two situations. With the border, something has to happen, boom, period, now. Because this is, it's too crippling to us and to the so many people that are trying to help, but they can only do so much at the border, and legally our hands are tied. So you have to have a hearing. You have to process the people. There's no way around that, the way the law is written now. And with this situation with the missile being brought down and bodies piling up in boxcars, going through the bodies, taking personal effects off of them. I mean, it really, come on. This is a horror show there. I mean, Russia is going to really isolate itself. That's the one thing I would say. So if the U.S. didn't react quick and swift, now there's no question who's going to blink first, because it doesn't, I mean, this there is no relationship here. And others are feeling the same way. So Putin could put himself in a precarious situation with his own people because of what is happening to them. He's risking, I mean, these people that have made so much money, he's risking their dough. And nobody wants their money to be hijacked, especially the Russians. And that's what Putin's doing. The banks, you've had the problems now because the banks not doing business with a couple of the banks, slapping the cuffs on energy. So that happened before the missile was shot down. I mean, this is time to act now, before there's too much wiggle room. I mean, we are in no way bridging the gap with the Russians. It's only getting further and further apart. And after the missile situation, and I think just being lied to, stone cold, no equipment came over from Russia to any of these rebels. Just to have that out there, forget it. I mean, forget it. Coming up, conversation with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, talking about these very things and where we're at, and especially, you know, the border situation, what's happening there. It's interesting because one of the things that infuriates a lot of people, and we've had many shows on this, and it's not about politics, it's not about foreign relations, it's not about getting in the face of Russia. What it's about is the fact that we've pushed for, or I personally have pushed for, let's get a flat tax. Give me a flat tax. We've looked at it from different angles. And somebody was just telling me the other day, and then sent me a link to a story, that the income tax code, you know how many pages the income tax code is? 70,000 pages. 70,000 pages. So I guess a tax expert has got to be pulling in big bucks, because how many people can claim they know the meat of what's included that can give somebody the loophole they need, or at least tell them they're going in the right direction? That is a whole lot of pulp. That is crazy. 70,000 pages. Flat tax. Just say it with me. Flat tax. Or at least investigate a simpler way to do this. There's no reason to have a tax code like that. I don't know. What is it? It employs government attorneys, I suppose, is the only thing I can think of. Because I can't. It's just a sprawling mess. I can't imagine how many people can claim they are an expert in the tax code, because you'd have to go through the constant updates, and that's what happens. And you'd have to really have it at your fingertips, especially if we're talking about situations where someone needs that. They need what's in the code to make sure they're covered off in whatever direction it is. Well, there's no question of the direction of our next guest. He is as right as they come. Andrew Szabo, who does Peel Back the Onion with us, looking at some of the top things that we've been talking about along the border, and some of the other things that when you look from a strategy point of view are just a complete blunder. Hang with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Sabo, marketing, branding, and strategy expert. And you want to talk about strategy. Boy, oh boy, implementing what has become a disaster, I think, with this executive order at the border and now trying to figure out a way to get money, because that's what the White House is essentially doing. The president wants $3.7 billion in border funding, specifically earmarked for more facilities, 40 to 50 more immigration judges to push this through faster, and more Border Patrol agents. But the Republicans are saying not so fast. In fact, they're willing to perhaps give some of that money or agree to some of that money, vote for it, in other words, but not all of it. The White House is saying only a portion of it won't be enough for, and they're not calling it a disaster, but what has become a chaotic, disastrous mess along our border. So, Andrew, you heard what I said there about the Republicans don't want to approve the whole thing. The Democrats are worried because they're saying that's not enough to make a big change, a big dent in things. Is this a mistake by the Republicans, or is it smart to hold back and use this to gain something they want?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a sound strategy is to suddenly ask for something more and hold back. So they're not saying no. They're not saying yes. they're saying, like you, I think you're very accurate, they described it. Hold on. Yes, so they're putting some conditions to it. And I think that's only reasonable. I find the whole thing almost comical if it wasn't so tragic that Harry Reid today echoing the White House saying how secure our borders are, yet, well, then why do we need all this money if the borders are so secure? So this is a little bit ludicrous at some level. I think in one sense, this is where I know we've been critical sometimes of the Republican strategy and the messaging. I'm seeing some messaging really get messed up here between the left hand and the right hand, between the White House and of course the White House also came out with saying that our borders are secure. They're more secure now than ever before. But we're seeing this endless wave. I think somebody described it very well in the news today that, we're talking tens of thousands, each week and, with no end in sight. And it's getting horrible. It's becoming a human tragedy that the rest of the world is, I think, looking at. If you start reading also what's happening in the rest of the world in some of their newspapers, they're looking at this as being a massive, you know, human tragedy with some great, you know, big question marks around it and showing, where's the leadership here. You know, where the other countries don't see that at all. How did we get into this in the first place?
Yeah, how do we get to this place that should have been taken care of a long time ago? But you can't go backwards. You have to move forward. So we'll see what happens as they parcel the money out. I want to jump to something else because we've been just pounding this whole thing of immigration on America Tonight, and rightfully so. We have many, many affiliates where the people are dealing with this. But Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, just unloaded on the president, talking about the IRS scandal and just saying, listen, why are we not getting any response? Why is this all in action on the IRS? Because we've spent a ton of money in committees and investigating it, but they keep getting stonewalled. At some point, do you think Congress should, or this committee especially, should just give up or no, forget it, just keep pushing forward to try to get to the bottom of it, force some sort of action from the White House?
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, you have to get to the bottom of this at some level. Unfortunately, it's costing us more and more to get to the bottom of it because of the lack of cooperation from the White House, lack of cooperation from the IRS counsel, from different people in the IRS. It's clearly, I mean, I don't think anybody can at this point say, okay, there's clearly a cover-up going on. And, you know, at some level, they do have some other means. So they've got a couple of different strategies here. Another interesting strategy that I'm seeing bubbling up to the surface here, and I think this vote was today, that the GOP-controlled House has voted to slash the budget for the IRS's tax enforcement division by $1.2 billion. That's a big cut.
That's a staggering number. How surprising was that when you saw what the number was? That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's a staggering number. I believe that's about a 25% cut. So that's going to make it much harder for the IRS to do certain things. Certainly harder for them to make audits on taxpayers. Good news. Of course, the bad news is that may mean that more people who are cheating on their taxes could get away with it. But it's putting some leverage on them. You know, that they, you know, I think the strategy of the IRS, and we've talked about this a couple of times before, is that they are acting with impunity. They feel that they are a law unto themselves and they can do whatever they want. That's clear in how they respond to these committees. And no, there is some accountability. At the end of the day, one of the biggest hammers of accountability can be money. So this, to me, is an interesting, slightly different tack that the House has taken and send a very strong message across their bowels. No, you can't just do whatever you want. At the end of the day, we control the budget, and you better start cooperating.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. I totally agree with that. So you think you can get away with that? Okay, we'll show you. We have some leverage here. Remember, there's three branches of government, and you're a part of, you're an office concerning the government machine when it comes to the money, when it comes to taxes. But that's it. You don't have a vote. You're not in Congress. So I thought it was very, very clever is the word that that I'll use. You know, lately, Dick Cheney, and this isn't a surprise, he's been sort of the go-to guy for a lot of conservative talkers, but he's been on CNN and you know, every form of media you can think of talking about President Obama, saying that he can't believe the things that this president has done. Basically, I'll summarize it. However, I thought it was interesting because there's been a lot of people, and people have called this show, Dan in Texas says it all the time, Izzy has called and talked about it, about impeaching the president, and Dick Cheney says, oh, no, don't impeach. I mean, no. That's the calls to support that. I don't think so. But he's glad that the Republicans are trying to sue, meaning John Boehner going after the president for all those executive actions. Do you agree with what Cheney's saying?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And I think, you know, what he says, he drew the comparison to, of course, the impeachment of Bill Clinton. In that, you know, everybody gets geared up. I'm paraphrasing Cheney's words here, but everybody gets geared up to have a big fight over it, but it wasn't going anyplace. And I think that's, we know that the impeachment can't go anywhere. But once it gets to the Senate, it's going to get stalled there. So why even go to that? There's also clearly some polls that are indicating that, a lot of people in the general Americans would think that this is a political stunt. So that would be dangerous for the Republicans to do in this election year as well. Now, going after the with the lawsuit, at the end of the day, I'm not sure if that's really a good strategy either, to be honest, because, you know, at the end of the day, will the courts uphold that? Who controls the courts? You know, at the end of the day, that's not I think that could also be perceived in a similar way, that it could, except this would maybe even take longer, that we have a big fight and it doesn't actually get any place. So then it will be perceived, I think, as a political move, just a political stunt on by the Republicans, which could backfire on them. I think people are tired of political stunts, and that would not serve well in an election year. So I sort of semi-agree with you. I agree with the first part of Cheney's, in terms of it's a waste of time going after the impeachment. The lawsuits, I think it does have more of a success, but it could end up being a distraction as well. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a distraction. I think raising the point to say, listen, this is garbage and we don't want to put up with this. I think it was more, sometimes people file a lawsuit, or in this case, because you've got the power of the mic and you have the world stage to say, look, this executive action nonsense is we're not going to put up with this. So I've decided this is what we're going to pursue, the Speaker of the House. So from that perspective, maybe smart to blow it up, but then this is going to not go anywhere. So it's far-fetched, if anything. It's definitely far-fetched. Here's what I love. I love that this is what Cheney said. He said, Obama is the worst president of my lifetime, and Jimmy Carter might have been a better president. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that Cheney, in that interview, he indicated he's not a fan of the former president, Jimmy Carter. Like I said, I don't think I would ever have said that Jimmy Carter was the better president than Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you look at his accomplishments. Yeah, and we talked about this about a month ago. I think about Jimmy Carter. At the end of the day, there were several things he made big mistakes on, but there were some accomplishments. I'm not seeing any accomplishments in the Obama presidency. Even his signature. His signature, off of the record, is obviously the health care bill. And now I'm seeing the latest statistics that I read this morning, with only half the people have signed up, yet we spent more money on it, and we've only got half the people signed up against the target right now. So even his signature legislation is falling apart. So I like Garry Kasparov, the Russian chess master, made a great tweet a little while ago, a few weeks ago,
saying that Obama is making Jimmy Carter look like Winston Churchill. That's my favorite tweet.
Yeah, that sums it up, and we're out of time. Peel back the onion with Andrew Saba. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, King. Thank you to all the listeners.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decidedly and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So it's been a very, very sad and bloody weekend, let's put it this way, around the world and even here closer to home, as a couple of people are found in fields as part of the immigration press that we've seen, this illegal surge, and the fact that we still don't have systems in place that I've jumped up on my soapbox pounding it over and over again, but this is nothing new, and I'm not on a hairy, scary limb by myself, because many of you fear the same thing because you're seeing it, and it saddens you. That's not the way to handle the people who are trying to come into the country regardless. It is not a humanitarian approach. I mean, that's the bottom line. So as we whip across and look ahead, what an interesting week this will be, because when it comes to foreign relations, there are two big nightmares on the screen, and wrapping it up, we've talked about them. Hamas and Israel, good luck brokering any kind of a ceasefire there. Maybe there is a temporary ceasefire, but how long does that hold? It's like a dam where you just have your finger in the dike and you're hoping, oh, if I can just keep my finger there, even though the pressure's against it. So Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Cairo, and this after 87 Palestinians and 13 Israeli soldiers are dead. Some of the worst fighting that they've seen. I mean, Gaza has absolutely just exploded. And then the jet victims in the Ukraine, they're basically not lying in wait. They're hostages while they're being piled up the way it's being described in some cases in giant trucks. And people just want to recover their loved ones. And then plus the debris that is scattered all over the place, and the fact that internationally some of the best investigators in the world haven't been able to go and process it. Purposely, you would assume that's what's happening here. They're being kept away by the rebels who are smashed out of their mind, and Putin is doing nothing. Vladimir Putin is doing nothing to help this situation. He's just exacerbating what is already an ugly relationship with the United States and with the West, too, by the way, because now a lot of people that were kind of on the fence, meaning a lot of countries that were on the fence trying to play cool, thinking of energy and where are we getting this, and we got to have some self-preservation, forget self-preservation, because now they're squarely in the middle of this, and I don't think they want to stand for it either. And in the meantime, we also have this fire in Washington. I know a lot of you are listening to Washington. I got a couple of emails, one from a guy named Joe who said, Kate, I heard you mention the firemen and everything that they do and how many have descended upon Washington to try and help, and amen to that, because without it, I don't know how much worse this is going to get. So some cooler temperatures are coming in, right? That's the good news. But Washington has been an absolute mess. And sadly, over the weekend, I was reading a story about a man who was trying to save his home. I've talked about this before. He died of a heart attack. They were trying to do whatever they could. You know, that's that whole thing where you grab your hose and you're out there and you're trying to save the house. I saw it with some of the terrible fires in Santa Barbara when the firemen were desperate to get everyone cleared away, but some people just did not want to leave. They wanted to do whatever they could to protect their home. So one of these fires is started by a lightning strike maybe 5 or 6 days ago, and that just exploded. And you have a couple of different fires that all have enmeshed into what has become such a nightmare. You've got 5,000 men and women on the fire lines. I mean, that tells you something right there. Because they're trying to save every possible area that they can. You had firefighters from New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming. I love that about the brotherhood, the fraternity. Of course, immediately, who's nearby, who can you spare? Let's get them out there. 5,000 is crazy because so much, the fire's grown over the weekend from 5,000 acres to 13,000 acres. And with the temperatures that they were dealing with and the structures that were threatened, it's very, very, very tough. At one point, one of them I was reading about, a mandatory level 3 evacuation order for Fish Trap Lake Resort was one of the places. Evacuation order. And sometimes still people ignore them. Because I understand that feeling. They're desperate. They really, 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 really don't want to see their dreams go up and want to protect anything that they can. figuring that, geez, if I could just get one area, maybe I can help, and maybe that'll save it, and just maybe we'll have time to grab some more things, or you know, whatever it might be. But oh, it's so foolish, because a fire is nothing to mess with the different directions that it can take, and unless they get that cooler weather, but they're supposed to get the cooler weather, so thank goodness, because that'll make a huge difference for all those little towns in Washington who are getting just pummeled, just absolutely pummeled by the fire. And there are other states that are dealing with the same thing. You know, if the Californians know what that's like, they've had to deal with it, and then just as everything gets calm and it's out, then something else bubbles up. It's that time of year where you see that happen, particularly in the Southwest, and also happens in the West, too, as well, like the California, the Santa Ana one. So anyway, Washington, bravo to all those firemen. They really get the daily salute. Hats off to you, because immediately they scramble and get out there as fast as they can. And then if you didn't hear it, Rory McIlroy won the British Open, and now he's got 3 majors. He's not even 26 years old. So winning the British Open, huge for Rory McIlroy, who came into the final day with a giant lead and was able to hang on and close the deal on this, because he wins the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, and now with the British Open, he's almost there. Needs one more leg, and he gets the Grand Slam. And Royal Liverpool is nothing to slough off. And he did it. He won it. Had a huge payday for his father, who laid a bet on him when he was a kid with a couple of his other friends, and it paid off for him. So saying he would win the British Open by the time he was 26, and sure enough, he did that, and the crowd, I mean, loved it, that the kid from Northern Ireland was able to do that. So can you imagine what will happen if he wins that Grand Slam? And no doubt he's got massive talent. I don't think it's so far-fetched to think that he'll be able to add his name to the record books, because there's only 5 other guys who have been able to do it. It's pretty tough. You might make a run at one or one of the other Grand Slam tournaments, but for some reason one of them eludes you. And the British Open is pretty tough with the courses, the way they grow the fescue, and the bunkers are tough, and if you just don't hit it correctly or you get bad weather, it's pretty, pretty hard to score big. But he did. He ended up winning it by a couple of strokes. So how about that for Rory McIlroy? Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.